In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The story goes that a Sunday school teacher went to teach children, and he wanted to give them a visual image of something like this story we just heard from Jesus. So he asked the students, he says, if we took all the good people in the world and painted them green, and all the bad people in the world and painted them blue, what color would you be? And one child raises their hand very quickly and says, I would be striped. I would be striped if you had to paint me blue for good and or blue for evil and green for good. I would be striped. And I can relate to that child, or at least with my childlike mind, I can relate, because now that I'm an adult, I have a much more complex understanding of good and bad, right? The kind of complex adult understanding that comes from saying, well, I'm not as bad as that guy over there. I mean, you know, I make some mistakes. But, you know, I haven't done any of the really bad stuff. But then we keep on reading this story, hearing what Jesus said when he said, this is how it is when the king comes. The king will judge. Come to my right, come to my left. And what's the standard the king holds up? It's not the really bad stuff. It's not that list of things that even our culture holds up. Well, these are the big ones. It's, have you cared for the hungry, the poor, those in prison, those who are sick? Have you cared for those? And if you've cared for them, if you've reached out to them, then you have cared for me. You've shown love and service and kindness to me, the King. Which is a very different image of power, if that's what we're talking about on this last Sunday of the liturgical year, the last Sunday after Pentecost. Christ the King Sunday, we call it. Christ the King, because this whole journey through the church year brings us to a place where we proclaim that God is the God of all time, that Christ is in all and is all, is filling all things, that God is in charge. And this image that Jesus gives us of the King, of those standards for what it is to be following the King, don't quite fit with the images of power today. I mean, when politicians want to attack their opponent, how often do they say and get much press for saying, well, these guys really aren't good to the poor. They haven't fed the hungry or clothed the naked or cared for those in prison. Now, people might say that, but it doesn't get a lot of press, does it? It's the big stuff. And usually sexual, because that's the way it works. That's how we like to pick on each other. That's the way we've been doing it for thousands of years. But here Jesus says, here is the measure of righteousness. And yet I have to agree with that child, even on this kind of thing, caring for the poor, the sick, I'm still striped. You know, because there are those days when I'm like, okay, here it is. Here's the opportunity to serve, and I will do it. And then there are the days when I'm just really tired, and I think I paid for that story last week. And maybe even I resonate with those newspaper comments for what those people ought to do. So sometimes I feel striped. So I look at this and I wonder, well, what hope is there for me? What hope is there for any of us? And thinking about hope and helplessness, I'm reminded when I was in seminary, we are all required to take a course called CPE, Clinical Pastoral Education. And we work in a clinical setting for a period of time. And most folks work in hospitals. A few work in prisons. I had the pleasure of working in a 500-resident nursing home on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And they just sort of set us loose on visiting with folks in need. And my supervisor, the person who ran a small group that I was in, was a seasoned Episcopal priest who had lots of pithy sayings. We might come to him and say, you know, I'm not really sure what my intentions are here, whether this was a good thing or a bad thing. And he would lean back and say, well, two things can be true at the same time. And just nod, and we'd say, okay, okay. Or sometimes we'd tell a story about maybe a frustrating incident and dealing with a family or medical staff or a patient, and he would look at us and say, well, sounds like that's all about you. And yet another thing he would say that's really stuck with me, obviously all those things have, he would say, our role in serving these people is to move them from being hopeless to being helpless. To move them from being hopeless to being helpless. And when I first heard that, and when I usually share that with people, they just kind of say, wow, way to set the bar really high. And it is a high bar, because when someone is hopeless, they're hard to reach. There's no answer to their problems. There's no solution. There's no move they can make that will make anything better. It's all over. But to be with them, to be present with them, sometimes we can help them move to a place of being helpless. And you see, when someone is helpless, then they can more easily accept some help. When we realize that there's no help within ourselves to unstripe ourselves and be a solid, green, good, to be a full-on sheep, when we realize that I can't be good enough, righteous enough, then maybe we are helpless and realize that sometimes we're the weak ones, we're the little ones, and it's okay to accept that. That we're in that place from time to time. And the word here, the hope here, is that God is there. Christ our King is there. That is where our King is, not in a palace, but there in those broken, hopeless, helpless places, being that help. And so we're called also to be present there, to be looking for our King there, to be naming Christ present there, to be serving and following our King there, to be moved from being hopeless, there's nothing we can do, those people will never change, this is an unsolvable situation, but to be those people of hope in Christ our King, who is all and is in all, to be moved from being hopeless to being helpless. So on this Christ the King Sunday, I pray that you may be helpless. Helpless, helpless people. Open to the help that comes from Christ. Christ our King, filling us, making us those sheep who follow faithfully, who reach out and meet and name Christ their present, and the sick and the poor, those in prison, the naked, the homeless, the lonely, the broken. May we be moved from hopeless to helpless, for all our help is in Christ our King. Amen.